愿您各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters。
感谢神的带领，我们很快的一周又进入周末，又要进入安息日。
We give thanks to God. One week has safely passed, and now we have entered into the Sabbath.
那我们今天晚上呢，小弟要用被召的与选上的做题目跟大家来分享。
Tonight, I would like to share with you the topic, the called and the chosen.
这是要根据我们教会现在主要推行的读经进度，我们今天照着进度应该读马太福音第二十二章。
And this is according to the Bible reading program that we have launched, and this is the passage of Matthew 22.
我现在请大家翻开马太福音第二十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew chapter 22.
今天晚上呢，要从第一节到第十四节来跟大家查考这个起亲的缘起，主耶稣所讲的天国的比喻。
We are going to share the message from verse 1 to 14 about the parable of the wedding feast.
那我们这个月在读马太福音呢，所以今天几号就读几第几章哈，是很清楚的。
And we read the chapter according to the date. So today is the 22nd, so we're reading chapter 22.
如果我们有在，因为马太福音，因为弟兄姐妹可能读得很熟，所以我们如果能够再次去想一想这信息里面所蕴含的意思，那我们怎么样？应用在生活里面，我们一定可以从主耶稣的道理里面呢，得到很多的启发。
And since we are very familiar with the book of Matthew, therefore, if we put some effort in learning the teaching and applying the teachings to our lives, we will receive a lot of inspiration from God.
马太福音从第二十一章开始呢，到第二十八章呢，基本上就是主耶稣最后一个星期他进耶路撒冷以后所发生的事情。
From chapter 21 to 28, they record the incidents that happened to Jesus his last week of his life on earth.
好，所以第二十一章，主耶稣骑驴驹进耶路撒冷城以后，就是进入他在世上传福音的最后一个星期的一些事迹。
Starting from chapter 21, the triumphal entry to Jerusalem, this begins his last week on earth.
我们看主耶稣在世上传福音三年多的时间。
Jesus Christ preached the gospel for 3 years on earth.
那马太福音它基本上在描述主耶稣这一生的重要的事情。
And the book of Matthew records the most important things that happened in Jesus' life.
特别在强调天国的福音。
Especially the gospel that he preached about the kingdom of God.
最后这一星期占整个马太福音的四分之一的篇幅。
But this last week of Jesus, takes about one quarter of the whole book of Matthew.
马太福音有二十八章，最后这从二十一章到第二十八章里面有八章都在讲主耶稣最后这一个星期所发生的事。
There are 28 chapters in the book of Matthew, but from chapter 21 to 28 all records about the last week of Jesus' life.
我们就看到说这一个星期主耶稣所讲的信息有多重要，有被这个作者多么看重了。
So we know how important the messages that he preached during his last week of life.
在马太福音里面有一个特色，就是主耶稣一直强调这个天国的比喻。
There is a special characteristic in the book of Matthew here, which is about the parable of the kingdom.
你如果去摄取去查这个字哦，那个天国的比喻，天国这个字在福音书里面就是在马太福音独特的。
And if you search the keyword the kingdom of God, you can see that that's a special phrase recorded in the book of Matthew.
那有关于天国的比喻，天国像什么？就特别在马太福音里面被提出来有十一次之多。
And the book of Matthew mentions the kingdom of heaven as well as the parables about 11 times.
就是说天国好像什么啊？天国又像什么？如果看这个比喻里面呢，这个就是马太福音的特色，一定要注意。
It talks about the metaphor and similes of the kingdom of heaven in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音十三章，我们知道主耶稣讲天国的比喻，一共讲六次。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, it talks about the kingdom of heaven 6 times.
然后到马太福音十八章，我们现在看一下，先很快的看一下马太福音十八章。
In Matthew chapter 18,
23节
verse 23,
天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。
Here it says the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
这个第十八章里面他讲这个饶恕的道理。
This is talking about forgiveness.
如果弟兄当中有人犯罪了，那怎么办？
If there are people who sin against us, our brothers sin against us, what would we do?
那 第二十三节主耶稣这里讲这个比喻，天国像一个王跟他仆人算账，那现在是两个仆人不同的表现。
So in verse 23, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants, which mean plural.
那个第35节结论。
In verse 35, it tells us the conclusion.
你们若个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父在也要这样待你们的。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
这个天国好像这个比喻呢，其实就是在告诉我们今天我们要怎么样彼此饶恕。
So here it says the kingdom of heaven is like this, and this is teaching us how to forgive others.
我们如果想要在天国有份，这个道理一定要了解。
If we want to have part in the kingdom of God, then we need to understand this message.
而且一定要做出来。
And we must do it.
如果我们没有做出来，我们在将来天国，天父就不会饶恕我们。
If we do not put it in practice, then in the future our heavenly Father will also not forgive us.
我们看二十章。
Let's turn to chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Verse 1.
这是应该是第八个天国的比喻。第一节，因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. I think this is the eighth parable of the kingdom of God.
所以天国好像主人去雇人进他的园工作，葡萄园做工。哦，这个比喻在讲什么呢
？What is this parable talking about？
这个主人他去雇人哦，是一开始是先讲好他的价钱的，一天一钱银子。
This landowner went out to hire laborers, and he had agreed with his laborers, how much he would pay them.
这个主人想好的就是一大早他去请人，就是雇人进来他的园里工作的。
So he went out early in the morning to hire laborers.
那后来他后来在早上九点的时候，中午十二点的时候。到下午五点的时候，他又出去看到街上还有人，就叫他们进来。
But every time he went out, at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 5 p.m., he saw laborers outside, so he went to get them and hire them.
那他们都进葡萄园工作，等到晚上六点的时候就发工资了。
And so by 6 p.m., he gave them their wages.
从后面来的先给工钱。
He gave the wage, he paid them according to who came last.
然后每个人都得到同样的一钱银子。
And all of them had received one denarius.
那其实这个比喻在告诉我们说，今天这个天国好像王去把这个救恩给人，每一个人都同样得到主耶稣基督的救恩。
And this parable is talking about Jesus Christ going out to look, to give salvation.To people.
就是被雇的人都是得到恩典的人。
And everyone who is hired, is the one that has been receiving the salvation of God.
不管多早进去或多晚进去都没有关系。
No matter how late or early they enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督他给我们的这个救恩呢，天国的救恩呢，都一样的。
But the salvation that is given is the same.
但是先进去的当然比较好了。
But the one who went in first, of course, has more advantage.
因为先进去的就知道他这一天是怎么过的嘛。
So that they know how to behave themselves throughout the day.
在葡萄园里面的工作其实是很幸福的。
It is actually very blissful to work in the vineyard.
那个在外面站的人，他们都不知道说今天到底有没有什么工钱可以生活了。
Versus the ones who are waiting outside, not knowing what will happen to them.
所以这个天国的比喻告诉我们说，其实主耶稣的恩典他是主动给的，每一个人都是从这个主人领取这个救恩。
This parable is telling us that everyone receives salvation from Jesus Christ. He was the one that proactively seek us out, and we all receive salvation, the same salvation.
那我们不能够去跟人家计较说，那个人比较。那么晚才来信主，才得救恩，他没有做什么圣功，他跟我领取一样，同样可以进天国，好像很不公平。
So we cannot complain against God, saying that He is unfair, when other people believe in Christ later than us, and they are also receiving the grace of God.
从小就信主的，你看每一天的生活，在教会里面服侍很多很多的工作，做了好多工作。
Whereas we believe Christ since we were young, and we have worked for God for a long time.
很老了还信主，有一个姐妹90几岁来信主。
There's an elderly sister who believed in Christ in his 90s.
她信主5天之后就过世。
And after 5 days, she passed away.
然后她一样可以进神的国度。
but she can enter the kingdom of heaven
just like us. That
salvation is given to her by God, and no one can complain against God saying that he's unfair.
那现在看，所以这个就是天国好像这样子的哈。
So that is what the kingdom of heaven is like.
我们现在看22章第一节。
Now let's turn to chapter 22, verse 1.
这是第九个主耶稣讲到有关天国好像什么。
This is the ninth parable of the kingdom of heaven.
第一节说耶稣又用比喻对他们说。
Verse 1, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said,
那他们是谁？
Who are they?
第21章的45节。
In verse 45 of the previous chapter,
祭司长和法利赛人听见他的比喻，就看出他是指着他们说的。
It says, when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them.
所以这个主耶稣又用这个比喻对这些祭司长跟法利赛人说。
So Jesus Christ used this new parable to speak to the same audience.
那在第二十一章跟二十二章，我们看到从第二十八节开始呢，主耶稣连续用三个比喻对祭司长跟法利赛人讲有关天国的道理。
Jesus Christ used three parables starting from verse 28 of chapter 21 to show the priests and the Pharisees about something.
那这个就是有要指出他们的错误，要他们悔改的。
And these three parables is to point out their wrongdoings and wanted them to repent.
然后先要让他们知道说，将来在神的国度里面，如果他们没有改变，他们是没有份的。
So that they may know that if they do not change, they will have no part in the kingdom of heaven.
他们本来是应该先领受救恩的，这个亚伯拉罕的后代。
Supposedly, as the descendants of Abraham, they were going to inherit the kingdom of God first.
但是因为他们不信。
But because of their unbelief.
所以最后这一个礼拜呢，其实主耶稣他真的很用心的讲了这几个比喻，都是要他们回头。
Jesus Christ spent his last week speaking these three parables, addressing this issue so that they can repent and return.
那同时也预言了将来这些本来 不配得救的人，不配领受救恩的，也有机会进神的国度了。
Jesus Christ also prophesied to them, saying that those who are not of the Israelites can also receive the salvation of God.
那我们今天我们在读这个比喻的时候，我们就是这个本来不配的人。
So when we read this parable, we would know that we are those people who were originally not receiving this kingdom of God.
那我们怎么样来最后能够得到，也能够领受这个天国的奖赏，在神的国度有份
？How are we supposed to receive this reward of heaven and take part in salvation？
所以第二这个主要是用这个比喻，第二节跟他说，天国好比一个王为他的儿子设摆喜庆的筵席。
Chapter 22 verse 2 tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son.
所以这个是王的筵席。
This is the feast of the king.
然后是为了他儿子喜庆，这个是一个很大的重要的事件。
And this feast is to arrange a marriage for his son, which is a great event.
那所以呢，他现在本来就准备好的，所以现在按照日期。就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人都来复习，他们却不肯来。
Everything has been arranged, and now it is time to send out the servants to call the ones who are invited, but they were not willing to come.
好，那第三节派了一次仆人，第四节说他们不肯来，又打发别的仆人去。
Verse 4, he sent out other servants to invite those people again.
跟他们说，通通准备好了，赶快来。
To tell them that I have prepared my dinner.And so please come to the wedding.
结果第五节呢，那些人还是不理就走了，那些被招的人都不理睬走了。
Verse 5 says that they made light of it and went their ways.
然后一个说到自己的田里面去，一个是做买卖去了。
One went back to his own farm, another to his own business.
第六节说，其余的就拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
Verse 6 and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully and killed them.
那所以呢，这个第七节是王就大怒了，他说发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city.
所以这个王很讶异的说，这些被招人竟然都不愿意来赴他的这个儿子的喜庆的筵席了。
The king was surprised, that the people who were invited refused to come.
那他们对待仆人那个做法呢，让这个王大怒，所以呢，后来就把这些人的城
那些人都把他杀了，成为毁了。And the way that they treated the king's servant made the king very furious. Therefore, he destroyed them and burned their cities.
好，第八节。Verse 8. 那对仆人说了，另外一群仆人，喜宴已经准备好了，备齐了，只是所召人不配。The
wedding is ready, but those who are invited were not worthy.
好，第九节说，所以你们往岔路口上去。
Therefore, go into the highways and as many as you find, invite to the wedding.
所以这个主人的命令是出去一道路口，凡看见的都把他请来。
So the direction is to go into the highways and invite anyone that they could see.
所以如果被仆人碰见的就有福气了。
So whoever who was met by the servants are blessed.
他只要愿意的都可以来坐在这个王的筵席上。
Whoever who's willing would be able to sit in this wedding feast.
第十节，那些仆人就出去了，到大路上，凡遇见的，不论善恶都招了来，筵席上就坐满了人。
So those servants went into the highways and gathered all together all whom they found, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests.
我们这里看到这个仆人，他现在是不管，因为进去只要看到人就可以了，所以不论善恶都没关系啊，不管你是谁。
So the servants went out to invite whoever that they saw, both good and bad.
愿意的都跟这个仆人来进来这个王的筵席做了客人。
Whoever willing can come to the wedding and they sat in the wedding hall.
好，十一节，王进来观看宾客，就是现在王进来，最后王进来看到有一个没有穿礼服的。Verse
11, but when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding gown.
十二节说，就对他说，哎，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。Verse
12, so he said to him, friend, how come you did not have a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
好，十一节，于是王就对使唤的人说了，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。Verse
13, then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into the outer darkness.
所以这个被请进来的，本来应该可以享受筵席的，因为没有穿礼服的缘故，就被丢出去外边。
So this person who was invited into the wedding, because he did not wear the wedding garment, he was cast out.
他被这个王看见，因为他很特殊，因为他是没有，人家都穿礼服，只有他没有穿礼服，所以呢，最后他是被丢出去了。
He was noticed by the king because he was the only one without wedding garment, therefore he was kicked out.
所以他虽然被邀请进来，他也愿意进来，可是他最后也吃不到那个筵席嘛。
Well, even though he was invited into this wedding and he was willing to come to this wedding feast, however, because he was not prepared, he was not able to enjoy the wedding feast.
第十四节,
Verse 14.
因为被召的人多，选上人少。
For many are called, but few are chosen.
那这个就是这个主耶稣讲的这个比喻，最后他的重点讲到被召的多，选上的少了。
So the teaching of this parable is that many are called, but few are chosen.
我们现在来想想看，这个比喻里面所告诉我们的信息是什么？
Let's think about the teaching that this parable is telling us.
基本上，因为它是一个比喻，所以这里的讲这个王，应该指的是天上的天父真神。
Because this is a parable, therefore the king is referring to the king in heaven, which is God.
他的儿子应该指的是耶稣基督。
His son refers to Jesus Christ.
所以将来这个王。 这个神他为他的儿子要举办一个喜庆的筵席。
So in the future, God will prepare a wedding feast for his son.
那本来有一些天父已经选召好的，准备来做客的，要来一起享受这个喜乐的人。
And there are a lot of chosen as the wedding guests.
那所以这个被召的应该指着当时候亚伯兰的后代，这些犹太的百姓。
Which refers to the descendants of Abraham.
那这些人。 你看，当筵席准备好以后，请他们来，打发仆人去，结果他们都拒绝了。
When the wedding feast was ready and the king sent out the servants to invite these people, they refused to come.
所以我们现在看到这里面有几种人呢？So
now we could see a few types of people here.
被召的这些原来应该可以领受恩典的，他现在因为轻视王的这个筵席，他们就拒绝。
The first type is the called ones. They're the ones that was on the wedding guest list.
那这个,
but they refused to come.
那个这个王是派仆人去通知他们说，现在救恩已经准备好了。The
king sent his servants to tell them that the wedding feast is now ready.
那这个仆人呢？你看，如果我们从神的角度去看，就是神当初派了好多的先知，向仆人从早到晚去招呼属他的人来，要来听耶稣的道理。
Looking at the history, we could see that God has sent his servants, his prophets, to tell the Israelites about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
在旧约圣经里面，那提到这个神的救恩，他通常都用筵席来做比喻。
In the Old Testament, the message of the kingdom of heaven is always referred to as a feast.
我们现在看一节经节，看以赛亚书二十五章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章
，Chapter 25。
那这个王的筵席啊，是很喜乐的。
And the feast of the king is very happy, and joyful.
他那个筵席是很丰盛的。
And it is very abundant.
第六节，二十五章第六节
，Chapter 25, verse
6。这是一表的救恩。
This represent salvation.
在这山上，万军的神必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满水的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒设摆筵席。
And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees.
你看这一节圣经在讲这个神主耶稣基督呢，他所要来准备的这个救恩呢，就像这样的描述，真的是很丰盛，最好的都摆上了。
The salvation that Jesus Christ gives us is like this feast of the choice pieces and the best wines.
那特别在讲到这个婚宴的时候呢，我们现在看六十一章以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 61.
六十一章，请看第十节。
Verse 10.
这个婚宴是神特别准备的救恩，将来天国的好的那个福气。
Here it tells us that the wedding feast is the wonderful salvation that Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
第六十一章十节说：“我因神大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又好像新妇佩戴装饰。”
Verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
我们看到说，这里这个以救恩、以拯救为衣给我穿上，其实这个就是将来我们在神的国度里面呢，所要享受的。
The garments of salvation is something that we are going to enjoy in the kingdom of heaven.
这个就是永生
，which is eternal life.
就是可以跟王一起坐席。
Which is to be able to sit together with the king.
所以这个筵席已经准备好，这个主耶稣基督来的时候，这个救恩已经准备了，在给他们邀请他们来享受。
So this wedding feast, which is salvation, has been prepared when Jesus Christ came into the earth.
因为恩典跟真理都从耶稣基督来了。
Because the truth and grace came from Jesus Christ.
那其实你看那个神就派了很多先知。他的仆人、哦、来宣告这个信息。
Jesus Christ has sent his servants and prophets to preach about this good news.
你看，就像施洗约翰是天父所派的。
Just like John the Baptist has been sent by God.
你看使徒，他们是主耶稣基督的使者，要来宣告这个天国的福音。
The apostles also had preached the good news.
哦，所以主耶稣当代，实际神就已经派了好多好多人宣告说要悔改，要相信耶稣之后。才能够进到神的国度，然后享受天父所预备的这个真正的救恩，真正的福气。
Therefore, God has sent a lot of His workers out to preach the gospel of salvation, asking people to repent and enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是他们不理睬，不肯来，
but they,
不愿意接受耶稣。
But they rejected Jesus Christ.
那我们看到那王，这个王真的是很心真的很好，他第一次不要好，再派一次仆人去，再宣告一次。
We could see that this king has a good heart because after the first refuse, he continued to send servants out.
真的，这个天父真神真的充满怜悯，他信守他所立的约，他真的愿意所招的人都可以来享受他的救恩。
So God is really merciful and just that he continued to send out his workers to invite people to come.
结果呢，第二次的派系的仆人呢，现在有的是被杀，有的被凌辱，有的是被他们，他说不理睬就走了，真的是不理他了。
So out of the second batch that the king had sent out, some of the servants were seized, and some of them were treated spitefully, and some of them were killed.
他们讲了很多理由。
And they gave a lot of excuses why they couldn't make it.
也就是说，他根本就不把这个王的筵席当做很重要的事。
Meaning they do not see this wedding feast as something important.
我们如果看这个历史上，会发现说，哎，这个神的仆人，第二批的仆人哦，就更惨，就好像斯蒂凡被石头打死了。
So we could see from history that the second batch of God's worker, actually were treated very poorly, like Stephen.
神的仆人在宣告这个信息，筵席已经准备好了。你看，像保罗。像巴拿巴，像彼得，他们 这批人都还通常都是被这些当时候犹太人杀害的。
Like Paul, Barnabas, and Peter, they were persecuted greatly by the Jews.
我们就看到说，真的，这个就是这个时候那个时代里面，我们所看到他们对这个王的这个筵席，他们所存的态度，他们一点也不会觉得说有什么好参加的。
So you could see that from the attitude of that generation, the Jews really despise and belittle this wedding feast.
那这个王就生气了，因为他们对这样的态度，王生气，所以他说发兵除灭这些凶手，然后毁坏他们的城。
As a result, the king was furious and he sent out his armies to destroy the murderers and burn up their city.
我们就看到，其实后来真的历史就照着主耶稣所讲的预言，他的这个比喻应验了。
And lo and behold, according to history, we could see that the city was burned.
就是在历史时间点上，我们看到主后七十年，这个罗马大军进去毁灭耶路撒冷城跟毁圣殿。
In the year 70 AD, we could see that Roman went into Jerusalem and destroyed the city.
主耶稣在第二十四章的时候特别提到这件事情，所以在讲到这个末日的景象的时候，就在预言那一次的大屠杀。
And this is to prefigure that great massacre of Jerusalem.
那这些被选召的人，他们不配得到，所以现在第八节第跟第九节说，他要仆人往外面去找那些凡意见的，只要来了，都把他招来赴我的筵席。
And because of they rejected the wedding feast, therefore the king sent his other servants to invite others to come in.
那所以这个就是本来是没有被选召的，不配的、哦、应该是没有被召的，那现在意外的得到恩典了。
And these people were not worthy in the first place, and they were not in the original guest list.
那所以本来这些恩典呢，本来是给亚伯兰的后代，所以你看我们在看圣经的时候，如果按照 血统来说，我们根本就不认识谁是亚伯拉罕。
Because this grace was originally for the Israelites, and if we look at our own history, we did not even know who Abraham was.
我们本来不是在这个救恩里面预定要被召的那些人呢、啊。
We were not the called according to the salvation plan of God.
那但是就是因为他们不要，所以已经临到我们。
Because they rejected that salvation, therefore the salvation has come unto us.
那这件事情在《使徒行传》第十三章里面就这样写。我们请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 13.
第46节。
Verse 46.
第四十六节。
46.
保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去了。
Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, It is necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
那所以你看今天这些被仆人所遇见的，他们就有福气。
Therefore, whoever met the servants, they are blessed.
这个主人是说，你出去看到，不管是善恶都没关系，你只要跟他讲，现在王准备了一个筵席，你可以进来，你愿意来的都可以来。
Because the king sent out the servants saying that you can invite anyone you see, whether good or bad, as long as they're willing to come.
所以今天你看，被请进神的国度里面的人，从东西南北各地方的人都有了。
Now, if you look at the church, there are different types of people who are in the church.
其实主耶稣在传福音的时候，在马太福音第八章，他就这样讲过一次。
Because Jesus Christ has mentioned in Matthew chapter 8.
我们看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
第八章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节跟十二节。
And 12.
马太福音八章十一节说，我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
十二节说，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那这个就是在讲，你看，那个本来应该要得到的，反而失落了，因为他们不接受这个邀请。
So the sons of the kingdom were supposed to inherit this kingdom of heaven, but they ended up being cast out.
然后现在不管好坏，他只要愿意接受的，他都得到意外的恩典。他这个就是他没有想到的。
But those unworthy ones, whether good or bad, as long as they're willing, they were able to receive this kingdom, and this is out of their expectation.
我们现在看第九章。马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章，我们现在看第十一节。
Verse 11.
十三节哈，哇，对不起，看第十一节哈，十一节。
Verse 11.
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏和罪人一同吃饭呢？”
When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
十二节，耶稣听见就说。康健人用不着医生，有病人才用得着。
Verse 12, Jesus heard that he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
十三节说，经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭事。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
13, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
那所以你看，其实这个恩典哦，就这样子哦，给了这些本来没有。被邀请的这些罪人。
So the grace of salvation has come unto those sinners, who were unworthy.
就是听到了这个邀请的时候，他愿意接受的，他就来了。
Those who have heard this calling had come willingly.
那今天我们这个就是我们这些就是我们这些听到福音愿意的人，就是我们这些人了。
And that is referring to us who are willing to come to listen to this gospel.
今天我们来到主耶稣基督里面。不管我们过去是善或恶都无所谓了。
So no matter how good or evil we were before this.
不管我们过去有多少成就，或者我们过去生活有多悲惨。
No matter how successful we were or not successful.
我们现在听到了主耶稣基督这个救恩。
Right now we have heard the gospel of Christ.
其实不是我们自己去找的。
And this salvation did not come upon us.By us seeking it.
因为我们本来不知道有这个东西，有这个样一个筵席可以吃嘛。
Because we did not know of this gospel of salvation.
但是就是
wedding feast.
就是这个王所派出去的仆人，他碰到了我们，他告诉我们有这个消息，然后我们愿意，我们就进来了。
But the servant of the king has come across us and preached this gospel to us, and therefore we're willing and we enter into this kingdom of heaven.
所以我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们听到的福音其实是神特地给我们的。
So today, the fact that we have heard this gospel of the kingdom of heaven, it is due to the grace and mercy of God.
这是为什么我们常说的，这个不是我们去拣选神，是神拣选我们。
That's why we often say that we did not choose God, but He has chosen us.
我们本来是在路上走，我们本来生活没有目标的。
We were just someone walking in the street without a direction of life.
我们被这个主的仆人碰到了。
But we were met by the servants of God.
我们被邀请进来坐席了。
We were invited to come into the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们现在进来这个要进的王的筵席去坐席的时候。
But after we have come into this wedding feast,
我们需要做一件事情。
We have to do one thing.
那就是要穿上礼服。
Which is to wear the wedding garment.
因为我们现在看回来马太福音第二十二章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 22.
因为现在他们现在都坐席坐满了客了，现在这个筵席上都满了人了。
Now that the wedding hall was filled with guests.
那如果是要知道是那个婚宴的话，我们一定会穿礼服吗？
If we know that we're going to a wedding feast, we would dress accordingly.
也就是我们会准备了。
Meaning we will prepare ourselves.
那看起来坐席当中。都有准备，就一个他没有穿礼服。
It seemed that everyone did prepare themselves except one.
那当然，这个时间到的时候，王就进来，要跟宾客这些被请人一起来享受宴席，要开动了。
When the time comes, the king came in to see the guests.
他说看到这个没有穿礼服，他就跟他说：“朋友，你怎么在这里？” 到这里来怎么没有穿礼服？
But when he saw a man who did not have on a wedding garment, he asked, "Friend, how come you come in here without a wedding garment?"
这个人他没有话讲。
And this person was speechless.
最后他是被绑起来丢出去了。
At the end, he was bound, by hand and foot and were cast out.
所以你看，今天选上的人，这个人本来是在选上的人当中了。
So even though this person has been called to this wedding feast,
他是被预见的，被带进来的。
He was met by the servant of the king and was brought in to this feast.
但是最后他也没有享受到这个筵席嘛。
But at the end of the day, he did not get to enjoy this feast.
所以原因就是因为他在坐席的时候没有穿礼服。
The reason being that he did not wear the wedding garment during the feast.
那这个被招的本来是这个名单上有的，他们不要，所以这个就被换给了这些本来没有预定的名额，就给了他们的。
So the original guest, who was on the list, did not receive, this wedding feast, enjoyment because they refused to come.
那个选上的，今天要成为真的能够享受婚宴的筵席的，一定是有穿礼服的人。
Then, this invitation came upon those who are chosen, which are the ones that were not on the original list.
我们看到了这个，从这个比喻里面看到的是他听到这个信息，他愿意接受的。
So those who are willing to accept this, gospel.
哦，然后他穿上礼服的。
And they actually put on the wedding garment.
那这样子，当王进来的时候，他就不会被丢出去。
Those would not be cast out when the king comes.
那这个礼服到底什么意思？
What does the wedding garment refer to?
那今天我们在讲，主耶稣讲的是天国好比这个王筵席啊，准备这个筵席啊。
Verse 2 says the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a wedding feast for his son.
所以这个就是指的最后，当主耶稣再来的时候，神再来的时候，那这个筵席就是开始了嘛。
This refers to the time when God comes again to this world.
我们今天都是被要，我们今天都是被预见被选上进来，要进到王的筵席里面来坐席的人。
So today we were met by God's servant and we were invited into this wedding feast.
将来我们会看到王来到我们当中。
In the future we will see King coming among us.
那将来当主耶稣再来的时候，我们如果被遇见的时候，被他看到的时候，我们是没有穿礼服的，我们就无法进入神的国度去享受这个筵席。
So, when Jesus comes again, when he sees us and we don't have our wedding garment on, then we would not be able to enjoy his heavenly kingdom.
那这个今天对我们来说，我们就要准备穿这个礼服。
Therefore, we need to prepare ourselves with this wedding garment.
因为我们已经知道这个信息，我们已经被邀请，我们愿意说我要进去。我要进去坐席。
Because we understand this teaching that we have been chosen to come here and we are willing to come here.
我们现在看启示录第十九章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录十九章的第七节。
Revelation 19 verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
第八节说，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们今天信主以后，今天不管我们善恶，其实我们都愿意进入这个王的家。就是被邀请进来，其实就好像主耶稣说，圣经里面说的，我们今天信耶稣，我们就被穿上一件白衣了。
No matter we were good or bad, we were invited into God's kingdom, and now we are given this garment.
那这个白衣是我们可以进入这个王的家了，我们愿意接受这个邀请，我们可以进去了哈。
This white garment denotes that we are in the kingdom of God.
我们成为这个被王邀请的人。
We have become the one that's been invited by the king.
可以进入王的家，这个是 要有特殊身份才可以进的嘛。
So that now we're worthy to come into his house.
所以今天你看我们信主以后，我们都披上基督，我们很自然的受洗完之后，我们每一个人都改变身份，成为神的儿子。
After we have been baptized, we change our status because we put on Christ.
那但是我们现在信主以后，我们需要不断的追求这里所说的，要穿上这一件光明洁白的细麻衣，就是信徒所行的义。
After we have believed in Christ, then we need to pursue, like this, white garment refers to, which is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们这个礼服代表我们今天在真的在我们的生活里面有不一样的表现，我们真的让人看出我们是王的贵宾呢。
This means we need to show in our daily life that we are different, that we have righteous acts.
那这个所以要行出道理，就是要行，就是听了道理之后要行道，因为我们知道将来要跟王一起坐席。
After we listen to the word of Christ, we need to act them out so that we can sit with him in his wedding feast.
我们现在看罗马书第十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
那这里就是圣经里面讲了两种披戴基督的第二种。
This is a second meaning of putting on Christ.
第罗马书十三章，我们现在看第十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 13.
十三章十三节。
13:13.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and or drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy.
第十四节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
那这两节所提到这个披戴主耶稣基督，就是真的行为上的真的改变更新了。
So to put on Christ is to be transformed.
我们真的是穿上了礼服。
That is to put on the garment.
我们真的将我们所听到的道理行在我们的生活当中。
That is to really act out the words that we have heard from the Bible.
那所以我们就跟以前的生活不一样了。
That what shows that we are different from before.
我们不再为肉体安排放纵私欲。
That we no longer make provision for our flesh.
我们在人面前看到我们真的是主耶稣基督的儿子，真的儿子。
And people could see that we are the true son of God.
那这样的有披戴基督的，那表示我们真的生活上是更新变化的。我们跟以前的没有进王的家的时候是不一样的。
To put on Christ means that we have a transformed life and we are renewed day by day. We act differently from that of a life before Christ.
所以今天如果我们想到将来我们在神的国度要跟这个天上独一的真神一起坐席，我们要成为他的儿子，享受这个为我们所准备的救恩，我们就要改变。
So when we think about in the future that we would sit together with God to enjoy his wedding feast, we really need to make this change.
现在这个时候就是我们在准备的时候。
This is the time that we can make our preparation.
今天如果我们没有准备，将来我们主耶稣再来的时候，我们就没有那件礼服穿上。
Today, if we do not prepare ourselves, then when God comes again, we are not ready with our wedding garment.
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们本来是应该要进到神的国度里面去享受永远的天国的。
Because when Jesus Christ comes again, that is the time when we will enter into his kingdom forever to enjoy the feast.
那如果我们没有准备，我们最后本来以为可以得到，最后是被丢到外面的黑暗里面去哀哭切齿。
But if we do not prepare ourselves, even though we think that we will enjoy the feast, but at the end of the day, we will be cast out into darkness.
我们如果从马太福音就看到说，所谓的在外面黑暗里面哀哭切齿，就是在地狱里的刑罚了。
And if we look at the phrase to be cast out in darkness, it means that we are cast into Hades.
那就是说，那本来该进天国的，最后跑到地狱去了。
So originally we can go to heaven, but we ended up in hell.
那是这个代价太大了。
And that is a great price.
那个失望也实在是没办法接受的。
That is a great disappointment.
因此，我们今天要了解被招的多，选上的少。
So we need to understand that many are called, but few are chosen.
今天你看，我们很多人愿意接受这个机会的邀请来跟从耶稣。
Many of us are called and baptized to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是不是每一个人最后都能够进到神的国度去。
But not every one of us will end up in the kingdom of heaven.
谁能进去？
Who can enter?
天国是努力进入的。
The heavenly kingdom is for those who work hard.
所以马太福音第十一章说。
That's why in Matthew chapter 11.
请看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
It says that from the days of John the Baptist until now,The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the.
Wait, 第十二节对。
And violence takes it by force.
对，这个是我们中文的翻译跟英文的翻译有点不太一样。
There's a difference in translation.
但是它的意思其实是一样。今天努力就是一定要很 by force， 就是要 就像他很暴力，要抓住机会，然后赶快穿上礼服去才可以进入，不然进不去。
But what it means is that we need to really put in a lot of effort and to put on the wedding garment so that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这个时候就是我们准备的时候。
So right now is the time that we should prepare ourselves.
因为我们知道那个王会再来。
Because the king will come again.
那来的时候你没有穿衣服了就出去了。
When he comes again, if you do not have the wedding garment, you will be cast out.
那时候就无话可答。
Then you will be speechless then.
所以那个王跟对那人说，你怎么 来这里的时候不穿礼服？
Because the king will ask you, why do you not have your wedding garment?
那表示说这个王并不是说没有给他时间啊。
It is not that the king did not give us time.
所有人都有，但是为什么他没有？
Because everyone else has the garment except one.
因为他没有准备，他想说可能就是这样就可以了吧。
Because that one person did not prepare himself.
最后一定后悔。
And this person will regret.
所以我们现在想被招的多，比如说像 以色列百姓，他们这么多人出过红海，但是最后20岁以上的男丁被数过了，只有两个可以进入迦南地。
Many were called, but few are chosen. This is the same when the Israelites came out of the land of Egypt, and out of the men who came out who were over 20 years old, only two of them actually made it to the land of Canaan.
你看这个被选上的，我们现在看那个。去窥探迦南地的那个十二个探子，这些人都是通通特选的，每一个支派的首领都特选出来的。
Look at the 12 spies that were sent to Canaan to spy the land. They were specially chosen from each tribe.
但是最后这个特选的也只有两个，这两个人可以进入迦南地去。
But at the end, only two of them could enter into the land of Canaan.
所以我们看到主耶稣他在讲这个比喻的结论的时候，我们一定要心生警惕。
When we look at the conclusion of Jesus Christ in this parable, we really need to take heart.
其实主耶稣他已经把事情讲得很清楚了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has spoken this plainly.
他要当时候的这些很懂律法的人一定要悔改。
He wanted the people who really understand the law to repent.
然后要结出果子来。
To bear fruit.
其实今天这个穿上礼服就是我们在生活当中结果子。
To wear wedding garment, it means that we need to bear fruit.
就是这么简单而已。
That is very simple.
看21章的第43节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 43.
21章的43节。
Chapter 21, verse 43.
所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。
Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it.
这是从这个凶恶严父的比喻里面所看到的。
And this is the teaching that we could see from the parable of the wicked vine dresser.
这个主耶稣其实在讲，他当时在指责这些不结果子的当时候的这些祭司、利未人、这些文士、法利赛人。
This parable was spoken by Jesus to scold the priests and the scribes, the Pharisees.
因为他们基本上被托付的这个责任，但是他们并没有交出果子。
Because they were entrusted the mission, yet they did not bear fruit.
那这个结果子是什么？
What does it mean to bear fruit?
其实很简单，就是听这个神的话去做。
It's actually very easy, just to act out what we have heard from the teaching.
我们现在看第二十一章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
第三十一节
Verse 31,
这是第一个比喻主耶稣对他们讲的两个儿子的比喻 的重点不是就是第二十一章
Chapter 21
对就是马太福音二十一章的第三十一节
Verse 31
你们想这两个儿子是哪一个遵行父命呢他们说是大儿子耶稣说我实在告诉你们税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国
Here in the parable of the two sons, Jesus Christ asked, which of these two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you, that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you.
这两个儿子的比喻其实在讲哪一个是真的去做那个真的去做的才算做顺听命的然后才是真的结果子的。
So according to this parable of the two sons, Jesus Christ is trying to tell them that only the son who actually went out to do work is the one that bear fruit.
所以你看，今天如果我们听真的听神的命啊，我们一定会去做。
So today, if we listen to the word of God and do it,
去做其实也是就是结果，就一定会结出果子。
To do it means that we're bearing fruit.
我们去结果子其实就是穿上礼服。
When we're bearing fruit, we're wearing the wedding garment.
我们将来一定在这个王的筵席上有份。
In the future, we will have part in the wedding feast.
所以你看主耶稣在马太福音21章跟22章里面讲这三个比喻，基本上他所讲的信息都一样。
If we look at the parables in Matthew 21 and chapter 22, the message is the same.
就是我们今天如果愿意听了去做，
the message is if we listen to the word of God and we do it.
我们 去做的时候，我们一定会感受到神的这个信息 是何等美好，我们会在生活上有改变，我们就是会结出圣灵的果子来。
When we put into practice God's words, we would see that life is wonderful because we're able to bear fruit.
其实这个就是我们所结的这个穿上的这个光明洁白的细麻衣，这是我们所行出的义行。
And that is wearing the wedding garment, which means that we are able to have righteous acts.
这个就是可以进到王的筵席里面去享受天国永生的福气的人。
And those are the people that would be able to enjoy the blessings of the kingdom of heaven.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
So may God lead us.
在二十二章里面讲了这个第九个天国的比喻。
And in chapter 22 of Matthew, it tells us the ninth parable of the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音二十五章的第一节跟第十四节，在讲第十个跟第十一个。
In Matthew chapter 25, from verse 1, talks about the tenth parable, and from verse 14, talks about the 11th parable of the kingdom of heaven.
你们看到天国好比什么？天国又好比什么
？Here it says the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to this, and the other one says the same thing.
这个就是在一直在强调，我们今天如果要进入神的国度，我们所要准备的。
And this tells us the things that we need to prepare ourselves if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，将来我们都能够进到神的国度里面去。
May the Lord Jesus guide us so that we can all enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们都是那个被选上的。
Because we are the called and the chosen.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
492首。
492.